All right, we're going to do a survey of the most misquoted passages in the Bible. Number one, God helps those who help themselves. Well, that's not actually in the Bible, not even way in the back. Number two, this would probably be number one, money is the root of all evil. That's not true. In the Bible, it says the love of money. That is the most misinterpreted passage of all time. But number two, very close behind it, is judge not. And they have to say it kind of like in this Renaissance kind of Batman voice, lest ye be judged. So whenever you say anything to anybody, they're like, you can't judge me. And then they tell you the story, which follows right behind it, about a plank in the eye and you can't do this. But this is where it says in a normal English, Matthew chapter 7, do not judge or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So let me tell you a little bit of a story. My grandfather, who's now in heaven, was part of a church south of Chicago. And he personally felt this, not the church itself, that a Christian man should not have a beard. I don't know the exact reasons behind it, but here's the problem. My dad grows a beard in like 8 seconds. And if you ever played with a Play-Doh set where they put the Play-Doh in it and you push down the barber chair, that's like how fast his beard would grow. He has a 4 o'clock shadow. This takes work. This is like a Fortnite shadow. But he would just grow the beard so fast. He went all the way down as a family. And my grandfather said, you have to shave that beard. Because no Christian man, I guess, or woman has a beard. My dad said no. Why did my dad say no? He said no because God's word did not say a Christian man cannot have a beard. What was happening is my grandfather was doing just what the religious leaders were doing at that time. They were using their own measure to determine if this person was okay. Now, we all do that because we all have our own idea of what a Christian looks like and a believer looks like, or how do they vote? What kind of stores do they go to? What kind of clothes do they wear? What color is their skin? How do they talk? Do they have tattoos? Do they have piercings? What color is their hair? We have all these things to determine, is this person okay with God? But that's not the measure God uses. God says we should judge people with grace and truth. And the more that we love people, the more they're willing to listen to God's word. And the thing that we use to judge is not our own measure, our own ideas, but instead only what God says in his word. So let's pray for that same boldness. Dear Lord, as we talk to a world, as we have conversations with a world, help us love people enough that we tell them the very things they need to hear, and help us be the person that they look to and say, you are a true friend. Thank you for telling me these things so I can grow closer and closer, not to your own measure of quality, but to what God desires in my life. Amen.